Chapter 3, The Wedding of Peleus and Thetis. Zeus was very happy when he heard that Peleus had taken Thetis as his wife. He decided to hold a great banquet for them. Silver tables were placed in the green fields near Mount Pelion. There were large dishes of ambrosia, and beautiful golden cups were filled with nectar. The Graces danced, the Muses sang, and Apollo played his lyre. The banquet was lit by divine fire created by Hephaestus. All the gods and goddesses came, Hera, Demeter, Hermes, and many others. They gathered around the tables with Peleus and Thetis, talking, laughing, singing, and dancing, while Zeus watched the bride greedily. But there was one goddess who had not been invited. She was the goddess Eris, the goddess of discord, and nobody liked her. Later that night, Eris came to the banquet, angry and jealous because she had not been invited. When she appeared, everyone became serious and quiet, watching to see what she might do. "I too am happy that mortal Peleus has married immortal Thetis," she said, "and so I have brought a special gift." She held up a golden apple. On the side of the apple were written the words, "For the fairest." She put the apple on a table and left. There was a pause. No one moved. No one spoke. Then suddenly all the goddesses ran forward to claim the apple. They pushed and shoved and pulled each other's hair. Every goddess wanted that apple for herself. "It's mine," shouted Hera, queen of the gods. "No, it's mine," shouted Aphrodite, goddess of love. The goddesses ran off into the darkness, fighting over the apple. The gods watched and followed, laughing. Soon no one was left at the banquet except Peleus and Thetis. The banquet had obviously come to an end. Peleus returned to his kingdom with his sad bride. Later that year, she gave birth to Achilles.